Moncrief on News Talk.
And now, in the COVID age, one of the new risks that Gardaí face is that of spitting. Apart from the fact that being spat at is disgusting, it now means that the Gardaí in question has to get a test and be off duty until they get the results. So in recent months, the Gardaí, like several other police forces, have been using anti-spit hoods, which are placed over the heads of people being arrested. But concern has been raised over their use. Helen Hall is Chief Executive of the Policing Authority in Ireland. She joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Helen.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Could you start by describing for us what does an anti-spit hood look like? In the photographs I've seen, it looks a bit like a plastic bag.
Well, I suppose if members, I've done the same. I didn't know what they were in my innocence when I first heard of these back in March, when the commissioner introduced them during COVID to protect members of the force. I Googled it because I thought anti-spit guard, that must be something the guard puts on to protect themselves. But when you actually look it up, and your listeners will be able to do this if they Google anti-spit hoods and they put images in, it's a mesh bag that goes around the head and is tied at the neck. And the purpose of it is to protect, to kind of try and prevent spitting and to try and prevent biting. They were introduced, we've never had them in Ireland, they've had them in other jurisdictions, and they were introduced, as I said, early in at the end of March. People are far and against them. I mean, the policing authority, I suppose, who I represent, we have great concerns about them. We don't believe they protect Gardaí members. And I would like to say, look, the first thing is we want the Gardaí to be safe. They do a very difficult job. And I think most people would agree they've been doing an excellent job over the past 8 or 9 months dealing with COVID. And we condemn that any assaults on members of the Guards, including spitting, and I'm sure any guard will tell you, spitting has always been an issue in relation to assaults on Gardaí, but I suppose COVID has brought it into a bit more focus. So what I worry about and what we worry about is we don't believe that they actually protect the Gardaí members. There's actually no evidence that they prevent the spread of COVID or indeed any other airborne disease. And hooding somebody is considered ill treatment. And I suppose I always try to put myself in the shoes of a person, and I'm saying, well, would I like a bag put around my head, mesh or otherwise, even if I could see it and tied at the neck? I wouldn't, and I suppose in Ireland we're quite lucky. We haven't gone down the route of very strong enforcement of policing at any stage, certainly not in recent months. And I do think there should be a lot more discussion as to whether we want to be the sort of country that uses these hoods. They can cause breathing difficulties, panic attacks. The other concern we have is they actually may hide from an officer a clear view of whether a suspect's having such breathing difficulties. So again, that's in a nutshell what I understand of them.
So are they clear? Can you see the person's face when they have the hood on?
You can't. They're sort of, the ones I've seen, the ones the guards are using are kind of, they remind me of kind of a Hessian bag, you know, but much lighter than that. They're kind of a fawn colour. So you can't see the features clearly, but the person can see out, but they're like looking through a bag. And the area around the mouth is more heavily protected naturally, I suppose. That's with the effort to try and... So the mesh is lighter on the place around the eyes. But even still, it's like if you put a completely clear bag on somebody's head, you know. And I think language is important here. There's a lot of terminology, and you probably, if you've listened to any of our public meetings with the commissioner, the use of the term anti-spit guard versus anti-spit hood, we're quite firm in the fact that this is a hood that goes over somebody's head. And I think the words are important. When I first heard this, as I said earlier, I just thought it was a guard. And I thought, this is a good idea. This protects guards. And as I said, our right through COVID, we've been very much, a lot of the policing authorities' discussions with the commissioner is about how is he keeping his members safe. And I think they're trying to do a good job with that. I just don't think spit hoods add a lot.
You say there's no evidence that they protect guards. Does that mean they just simply haven't been tested and we don't know one way or the other?
Yeah, we spoke to the manufacturers of them there last week, of the ones that we're using, and they're the same. They haven't been tested, right? But particularly, I mean, one of the things was a discussion at yesterday's meeting in public with the commissioner, and he was saying, well, nobody's going to give a guarantee. This is a little bit more than this. They do stop the droplets going on if somebody's spitting onto a Garda member, but their capacity to actually prevent the airborne, the kind of respiratory droplets, aren't at all tested or haven't been proven. And as you know, that is the worry with COVID. It's not just a matter of, you know, it is the airborne stuff that's there. And if it's a mesh which allows somebody to breathe and see, it's very unlikely that it would prevent it. So I'm looking at myself from the point of view of a Garda member. When you look at these images, you'd actually have to get really, really close to somebody to even put one on. And I wonder, are there not other means? There should be other options than forcibly putting a hood on somebody, you know, to bring somebody safely into custody. If they were definitely protecting the members, it might be a different case. But this is a case of, you know, hooding somebody and yet still not protecting the Garda members.
They certainly don't look very nice to wear. Is there evidence that they can harm the person on which it's been placed?
Yes, there is. Breathing difficulties, panic attacks. There was one death, actually. It was in the United States of somebody, a guy called Daniel Prude. He was a United States citizen. Now, he had mental illness and he reportedly died from asphyxiation, you know. So they're used. We've never used them. They've kind of came in just because of COVID. Our line is don't normalise them. And if it is something, I know the guards are doing an evaluation of their use. And in fairness to the commissioner, he does want to see, well, are they, you know, that review is ongoing. I'd kind of say, like, why would we move to this without having a good public consultation and discussion about the pros and cons of any use of force in Ireland, not just to follow other jurisdictions?
Mm. Are they used much? Are there figures available as to how many times they have?
That's one of the things that we've been tracking. I think from memory, there's about 99 cases of their use since COVID. And that would be, I suppose, you know, roughly over about a 6-month period. Another concern is that at least 5 of those 99 incidents are unused on children. And I mean, we have a lot more as a state institution. The guards have a lot higher bar in terms of protecting children in using something like this. And that's very concerning. And a number of people that have been used on have perceived mental health, difficulties as well. And I'm not saying this is an easy job that the guards have to do when they're trying to take somebody safely into custody who is threatening to attack them. But as I said, if they were keeping the guards safe, that's one thing, but there's no evidence of that. And then we are risking, violating somebody's human rights, which I'm sure no state body would want to do.
Yes. And now, I suppose that it does beg the question, in a very difficult situation, is there an alternative to that? Because if somebody chooses to spit at a guard, that guard potentially could get infected. At the very least, probably has to go for a COVID test and has to be out of action for a period of time.
I don't know, really. I suppose it is around maybe having protective equipment for the Garda member themselves would be one thing, and which is what I thought they were in the first place, as I said, in my innocence. So having a proper ability for the guard, and that's something we spoke to the commissioner about very early on in COVID, because, you know, members of the public were concerned about coming across Garda members and them not having protective equipment. And I know the Garda representative associations were also very concerned about that. So that has really improved, and people having that right protective equipment for the right situation. And there are other ways of calming people as well, or even from a distance, you know, maybe using a different type of use of force that would actually calm somebody and then they could be brought safely into custody. It's not easy, Sean, and I'm not by any means diminishing the tough job that the guards have to do in relation to this, but again, you know, hooding somebody, is that the sort of society that we really want to be? I mean, you look at some of the things that are happening in the US now, and we're very lucky in Ireland, I think. We're really lucky with the police service that we have. And where we're coming at in relation to this is, let's just be careful about bringing in new uses of force until we really debate them, really discuss them, look at the pros and cons. And the guards are trying to do that at the moment. And they have, as I said, they're evaluating this, they're listening, they've asked for views. We've given them views, which reflect a lot of what I'm saying to you today. You know, I suppose, in essence, we're very concerned about their use. We wouldn't like them continued. And we think there's other ways of protecting Garda members and protecting suspects.
Helen Hall is Chief Executive of the Policing Authority in Ireland. Helen, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Sean.
Moncrief on News Talk.